Now we will take those individuals that are here because they have allegedly not filed their reports on time. Mr. Grist, you going to handle that?
For the majority, sir, Ms. Iverson may step up at some time also.
All right.
We'll try and get through this.
We're handling the license revocations now.
So that's what he's here for, to get his license back,
okay. Maybe.
Not sure if it may be a different issue.
It's a different one. Connor Rhodes is handling that issue.
Sir. Okay. As quickly as we can, sir. As the commission is aware, we have a mandatory harvest reporting regulation, and it is unlawful for anyone holding a regulation card to fail to fully report their harvest and related information as set forth in the regulation. Regulation does provide that registered watermen shall submit a monthly harvest report to the commission no later than the fifth day of the following month. It also provides that registered watermen not fishing during months shall notify the commission no later than the fifth of the following month by postal card provided by the commission or by calling the commission's toll-free line. On June 20th of this year, staff sent out notice letters by certified mail to 165 individuals that were found to be missing monthly harvest reports within the years of 2006, 2007, and 2008. Now, I'll make note, that's 165 individuals. It sounds like a large number. There's 3,200 watermen. So it's actually a very small percentage. So that's a very good thing. In your packet, you'll see enclosed on attachment 2 is the letter that was sent to them at that time. It basically gave them a 45-day period ending on August 8th to resolve all their issues. A spreadsheet was sent to each individual waterman noting the months that were missing. Get the issue resolved by August 8th, you're taken care of. Two-thirds of those individuals took care of it by August 8th. Another 52 did not. They were also notified in that letter that if you did not take care of it, you would be called for a hearing. On the 30th of this month, staff sent out notices by way of law enforcement, involved both our own law enforcement division here, the Wildlife Resources Commission of North Carolina, and the Maryland DNR. They served a total of 48 individuals, four of which have not been served, have not been given proper notice, so they will not be called upon today until we can properly serve them. However, because they are in a compliance program, if they cannot be contacted before the 09 season starts, they will not be allowed to get their 09 license until which time we can be in touch with them. So they have a built-in penalty waiting if we cannot get in touch with them. So they will be in touch, I'm sure. There were 48 individuals served for today's hearings. I'm going to hand out packets to each. In these packets are for each one of the 48s. On one side will be their compliance reports, where they are with the compliance program. On the other side is their summons history. For some individuals, it's pretty short and sweet. One page on either side, not much. On others, it's a couple pages. I would like to run these through as quickly as possible for y'all. We've had the best of our ability to have everyone sign in that has showed up for their hearing today. So I'd like to take these in three groups with this commission. We've had 18 individuals who have signed in, who understand what has been recommended for them, and who have not chosen to speak to this commission. The recommendation is as follows from staff. A two-year probation for all individuals. During the probation, should they incur any violation of Regulation 610 of any other regulation passed by BMRC or any other laws relating to marine resources of this Commonwealth, they should appear before the commission and a suspension of their license will be recommended. If all missing reports to date are not resolved to the satisfaction of staff by February 28th of 2009, the individual will be denied their 2009 commercial registration license. This means we're giving them another 4 months to get this stuff straight. If all missing reports to date are not resolved by then, we will not allow them to have an 09 license. If it's not resolved by February of 2010, their 10 license will be taken off. They will still have their eligibility. They will not lose that. But until they resolve that, they cannot get the license. If the individual, though, does not appear today at this meeting, having been invited, the suspension of all their licenses until their appearance is recommended. I have 18 individuals. If you want them into record by MRC ID, I can call them in and then do a blanket.
All I want you to do is read the name for the record.
Okay. For the record, The 18 individuals who have said they do not need to speak to the commission are Mr. Philip Haywood, Gregory Stratton, Billy Belvin, Vincent Riggin, William Parks, Ernest Ashton, Joe Richmond, Lester Ashton, Clarence Jewell, Douglas Stiles, Gregory Martin, Elijah Firth, Ricky Guthrie, Curtis Elburn, David Bell, William Manning, Jimmy Jones, Paul Stark, and George C. Hall. Staff's recommendation is probation, and if they don't get this resolved by February of 2009, the 2009 license will be taken.
Matters before the commission.
Mr. Chairman, I move we accept the recommendation.
Motion made by Mr. Holland, staff recommendation, second by Mr. Tankard. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Those individuals are free to go. Mr. Tankard, thank you all very much.
And so we'll go down the list of those who have indicated they wish to speak or they did not provide staff any indication whatsoever and that I have signed in. First one will be Mr. Lenny Callis.
Mr. Callis.
I'm speaking on behalf for Benji Callis, Lenny Callis.
Solemnly swear the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God. Your name, please, sir?
Rufus Ruart.
Oh, here we go. Absolutely.
I had purchased Lenny's boat and pots, and I was talking about transferring into my son's name the license, and I had talked to Mr. Travelstead here about doing that, and he told me to hold off. So I didn't do it, and it pretty much got filed away. Lenny Callis thought that I was actually reporting that he was not working. He thought I was sending in the green card.
Okay.
But I did not. It just never even thought about it anymore. So, okay. And I still want to transfer it into my son's name, the license.
So what we have to do is clear up his reporting problem. Sir. How do you suggest we do that, Mr. Grist?
I can work with staff. They're standing by to work with them over the next 4 months to get this resolved. Staff recommendation still is probation.
Okay, that's fine. Rufus, I mean, we can work this out in 4 months, I would think, right?
Yeah, I
would
hope so.
I would think so, too.
All right.
Staff recommendation is probation until we get it worked out, which I think we can. All in favor?
Mr. Chairman, so moved.
Motion made by Mr. Holland, second by Mr. Tankard. Further discussion? All in favor? Signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. We understand. Just within 4 months, get it straightened out.
I'll take care.
Thank you so very much. Good seeing you.
All right.
Who's next?
Next, sir, is Mr. Floyd Carmine.
Mr. Carmine? All those individuals that are here on the mandatory reporting or repeat offender, will you please stand up?
No, I didn't.
Everyone, you sir in the blue hat as well, the gentleman right there, because he's got an issue. Raise your right hand. Solemnly swear the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God. You have been duly sworn, same oath taken circuit court. Please be seated.
Mr. Carmine indicates he accepts probation as staff recommends.
Motion to the request?
So moved.
Motion made by Mr. Holland, second by Mr. Tankard. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Okay. Motion carries unanimously. Thank you, Mr. Carmine. Get those reports in within the next 4 months, please.
Alfred Stratton.
Mr. Stratton. Alfred Stratton. Mr. Stratton comes not.
Greg Ellis.
Mr. Stratton? Is that you, sir? Come forward, please. Raise your right hand. Solemnly swear the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
I do.
What's the issue, Mr. Grist?
Well, he has signed in. He did receive the notices. He has not, though, completed getting all the reports up to date at this time. And within the recommendation, he still has 4 months to get this done. Still with a probation recommendation. If he doesn't have it done by February, it would be the loss of the 09 license. But he has not updated, as of my sheet right now, it's not up to date. He did receive the certified mail, and he did receive the officer's letter.
Mr. Stratton, do you understand what Mr. Grist is asking us to do? That's to put you on probation for a period of 2 years for no violations, and you need to get the reports in within the next 4 months to staff satisfaction. If you don't, you lose your license for 2009. Go ahead.
Well, I was helping with my brother, and so he has the apes and stuff straight.
Okay. However, what you need to do is get with your brother and come down and get with Mr. Grisser's staff and get your account straight. His account might be straight, but yours is not straight with the staff. If you don't, you lose your card for 2009. You got 4 months to do that.
Okay.
Can you do that?
Okay.
Staff's recommendation. I have a motion. Motion by Mr. Holland, second by Mr. Tankard. Further discussion. All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed. Motion carries.
Okay. That's good. All right. Thank you, sir.
Do the rest of the I want to make sure everybody understands. Thank you, Mr. Stratton. Rest of the folks understand that what staff is going to be asking for, I presume, under the remaining ones that are coming right now, Mr. Grist, is to get your report straight within 4 months?
As was indicated in the letter and as staff has been advising.
Is there anyone here, so we've got it understood in the sake of time, that agrees with staff's recommendation that you have 4 months to get your reports straight with the Commonwealth of Virginia, that you're on 2 years probation for failing to have reported, and that if you don't have it straight within the time period, you will not have your card for 2009. If anyone agrees to that, come forward.
Checking them off.
I think the bottom line is, it wasn't mentioned, the main thing, main concern we have as a failure to report is not the issue of it, the technical issue of it, is we need those statistics to do the appropriate management of the fishery.
There you are, Kenneth. I have Mr. I'm going to have to do these, see, I'm checked off, sir.
Go right ahead.
The people. Mr. Kenneth Gree agrees to probation. You can have a seat, sir. Your name, sir?
Manning.
What was the last name?
William Manning.
Mr. Manning, and you agree?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Sit down.
Yes, sir.
Perfect.
Elijah, I've already called you. You're Elijah, right?
Mm-hmm.
You've already been called. You've already been free to go.
Williams.
So that was Elijah first. He was called in the first group.
Okay.
David L.
Hogg. David L. Hogg, he was called in the first group. He's already been passed on probation.
Thank you.
Free to go.
All right. Thank you.
Sir?
John Marshall.
Okay, John Marshall. Good to have a seat for a moment. Sir?
Richmond.
Mr. Richmond was called in the first group. He's already free to go.
John Allen.
Yeah. Okay, this is John Allen.
Okay.
Great to have a seat for a moment.
Andrew T. Parks.
Andrew T. Parks.
Yes,
okay, have a seat, please.
Thank you.
Lance Jewell.
What was the last name?
Jewel,
J-E-W-E-L-L. Yeah, gotcha. You're in that first group, sir. You're free to go.
Mr. Bill Pate, right here.
Right down here. All right, Mr. Billy Pate.
Yes, sir.
Have a seat for a moment, please.
Vincent Riggin.
You were called.
You're in the first group, Mr. Vincent Riggin. He is in first group. You're free to go.
Go.
You're already ready to go.
Douglas Stiles.
Mr. Stiles, you're in the first group. You're free to go.
As long as you understand to get the reports in.
What's the name again, sir?
Carpenter. Frank Carpenter.
Okay, Mr. Carpenter. Frank Carpenter, have a seat, please.
I don't want to speak.
You don't want to speak. I understand. Just have a seat. He's going to do it as a blanket.
Mr. Jones.
Mr. Jones.
I think all my reports are already in. 5102.
Right here. There we go. All right, Mr. Jimmy Jones, and he has already been taken by the previous motion. You're good to go.
Lead staff recommendation one more time. It's the folks that were just up here, please listen up. This is staff's recommendation for your disposition of your case. Proceed.
Okay. Staff's recommendation, let me put it back in front of me. 2 years probation for all individuals if they fail to meet, during probation, should they incur any violation of Regulation 610 of any other regulation passed by the MRC or of any of the laws relating to the marine resources of the Commonwealth, they should appear before the Commission, and a suspension of their license is recommended. If all missing reports to date are not resolved to the satisfaction of staff by February 28, 2009, the individual will be denied their 09 commercial registration license for the entire year. If all missing reports to date are not resolved by February 28, 2010, the individual will be denied their 2010 commercial registration license for the entire year. And if the individual fails to appear, they are suspended.
You've heard staff's recommendation. Matters before the Commission.
On the people that, Joe has checked off, we accept staff recommendation.
Motion made by Mr. Holland to accept staff's recommendation, seconded by Mr. Tankard. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Those individuals are free to go.
I now have a group of individuals apparently wish to speak.
Okay.
The first one will be Mr. Paul Summers.
Mr. Summers, come forward, please.
Mr. Chairman, while Mr. Summers is coming forward, are we going to write all these people letters and remind them of what happened?
All will be sent certified letters, and if they fail to receive those, we'll send an officer.
With exactly what occurred.
Okay.
Mr. Summers, good afternoon. Mr. Grist?
Okay.
For the record?
For the record, sir, Mr. Paul Summers, let me get his up in front of me, sir. He did receive a certified notice and the letter from the law enforcement officers, and as of today, his reports are now up to date. He has satisfied staff's recommendation. Recommendation is still the same for probation.
Mr. Summers?
I just wanted to say, sir, excuse me, that I'm a pound at it, and the 3 months in question, I didn't have any gear out. It was just oversight on my part that I didn't send the green card. It wasn't been intentional. And delicious.
One indiscretion prior to this, according to this, in October 2004.
Yes,
matters before the commission. Mr. Bowden.
I really don't believe in a case like this they need to be on probation. The other violation was 4 years ago, and I guess it's for 1 month. It's oversight, and I will say this. My son worked with me in the summer, and he don't work with me in the winter, and we have sent in green cards and got notices back that you all never received them. But, I mean, this, he admits it was his mistake, so I feel like we really don't need to put him on probation. So I would move that we do not put this man on probation.
Second to the motion.
Second.
Second by Mr. Fox. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Keep close eye on it, if you would. By the way, nice shirt. Next.
Next, sir, will be Mr. Stanley O'Beer.
Mr. O'Beer? I can't believe you didn't let him go by virtue of that shirt, Joe. Slipping. Hi, Mr. O'Beer.
How you doing?
Fine, sir. What do we have, Mr. Grist?
Mr. O'Beer has gotten all his reports up to date. He did not receive the compliance letter. We do not know why. He did receive the summons from the officer.
Mr. O'Beer?
Yes, sir.
Anything you want to say?
I didn't get the certified letter, so I had no way of knowing what was going on. And when I called down after I got this, she said that I had 2006 and 2007 behind, and when she looked them up my number, she found them. So the only thing I was behind on was this year.
What happened this year? Why were you behind on this year?
I had them done, and I brought them up here to get some more rockfish tags, and I didn't write the number of tags down on it, and I had to rewrite them, and it just kind of got lost in the shuffle.
Well, you've heard us say how important it is to get the report,
yes,
and
sir.
The reason so we don't. We don't like to do this just to be doing it. I mean, it's something that...
I understand that, but if I got the certified letter, I could have resolved it all.
I understand. Mr. Grist, do you have a recommendation?
I recommend it's probation. The staff's gone into this issue pretty thoroughly, and it's their indication to me that those reports were not in until after the deadline. So it's a little difference of opinion here, but staff's gone through this pretty thoroughly, as they have with all the cases. So our recommendation is probation.
Matters before the commission.
Move so.
I'm sorry?
I move so.
Move made by Mr. Schick to accept staff recommendation of, was it 2 years probation?
Yes, sir.
Second to the motion?
Second.
Second by Mr. Tankard. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, Mr. O'Beer. Who's next?
George Crockett.
Mr. Crockett? Good afternoon, sir. Fine, thank you.
Mr. Crockett did receive a certified letter and the service from the officer, obviously. He is if staff will give me a better note up here, is he up to date or is he not up to date at this time? He is not up to date at this time. Okay.
Mr. Crockett?
I talked to Ms. Holly, and when I didn't get a certified letter, and when I called her and asked her about the reports, first thing she said, told me that the reports were on the computer, but she don't know what they were. And then when I called back, she called me back and told me which month that she found, and she left it on my answering machine the month that she said I didn't find or found that did not find. And she told me, and then the day she told me it was October and November of 2007, and I thought she told me on the answering machine September of 2007. But I didn't see a certified letter, and I brought it to her attention, and you can ask Ms. Island.
Sir, we do have a certified letter return card with his signature. That's your signature, sir?
No, sir.
That is not your signature. Do you know whose signature that is?
No, I never signed it. I mean, no, sir, I didn't sign it.
Well, somebody is signing your name and getting your mail.
I wasn't sitting there and lie, right. Sir.
Is your wife's signature?
No, I don't have a wife.
Girlfriend?
No. I've got an apartment, and it's three mailboxes together now. Could be.
How far behind is he in his reports? What's missing, and have there been any previous occurrences?
What we got left? Come here. Up the mic. I can't.
Okay, he's still missing October and November 06 and 07. He's still missing those reports.
There he is. Mm-hmm. What's staff's recommendation?
Same as before, it's probation. Get this stuff resolved by February and he'll be good to go.
Matters before the commission. Motion made by Mr. Holland, second by Mr. Tankard. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries. Mr. Crockett, you need to get those reports straight by February, if you would.
Am I on probation?
Yes, you are.
For how long?
2 years.
It's the easiest probation. Just keep your reports up and you won't have any other problems.
It's just if I keep reports up, I'm okay.
Yeah.
I mean, if you get a ticket crabbing, though, does that count?
It sure does.
Count.
And,
that's what I'm saying.
He's had a connection to that. Okay. Thank you. Next.
Dennis Patoni.
How are you, ma'am?
I'm his wife. I'm speaking on his behalf.
Were you previously sworn? Did you stand and raise your right hand? Okay.
He actually found my reports today. They were mailed in on time. Y'all lost. So it's actually on y'all.
Well, that's pretty direct. I'd like to know where we lost them.
Well, she said they put them in a different folder.
Okay. Well, it's here. Mistakes do happen. I'll have to handle.
When the report came in, she has an October in with July's. And October is all mixed in with July.
No, the lady, when she checked them a while ago, she told me they had got misplaced and they just found
That's the misplacement. You've
okay,
got October in with June and July. The dates of October are in with your June and July.
And as far as the green card,
mm-hmm.
There's no way we can prove we sent them. But I have a card and he has a card. And we both sent them at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Received mine but didn't receive his.
You both have commercial waterman's card?
Both have
okay.
Commercial waterman's card.
Any previous problems with reporting? These are kind of hard for me to follow with.
Right. Do y'all have their blue sheet out? Yeah, do you have it out? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We have four previous compliance issues that have been resolved. The most recent was in August of 2006 for incorrect reporting. And a short summons list.
This happened before. They called me. I sent my copies. It was cleared up.
matters before the commission.
Move to take staff's recommendation.
Motion by Mr. Schick, staff's recommendation, or second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Holland, further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Be on probation for 2 years. You need to make sure the report's getting here on time.
She told me this morning she had them the whole time. You're going to put us on probation because this young lady right here is the one that told me she had them. And they had misplaced them because we filed together on one envelope like you asked. And then they mixed them up. She apologizes to me for doing it. And then you're putting me on probation because they didn't do their job. That does not make any sense.
I think
this young lady right here, this lady.
Okay, let's check.
When she came in, when they found that the Octobers were in with July,
mm-hmm.
that's when they told her, we found your July, but they were still missing months prior to coming in here. They were still missing months. So
in other words, all three came in at one time.
No. Well, that's just the three of the several months that she was out of compliance for.
Well, this is the only month you report to me that I'm out of compliance for. How can you pop up two or three more now when
I there were no activities that were
ma'am,
missing?
Here, from one at a time, please.
No activities missing. We didn't know there were no activities until they came in.
When did they come in?
They came in today. When they came in. So they weren't here prior. So the only problem with the error only resolved 1 month.
Yeah,
not all the missing months, but they had no activity.
Do you not understand what I'm saying, though? Me and him file our cards at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
We put them on the green cards and mail them in. How can they get his, I mean, not get his, but get mine, if they're filed together? They don't have a problem with me, just him. And it makes no sense. I file all the reports together because they told me to put them in one. Instead of filing two of these folders a month, put both cards on one, and I've done what they asked. And now somehow or another they screwed it up, and we get probation for it. It just doesn't make any sense.
I got a question.
Mr. Bowden?
I've had the same problem before, too, with my son being on mine and showing up that he didn't work, even though it was reported with mine, and we got just a correction letter, nothing certified or anything. If they do fall together, and most likely they do, how can you explain why you got her and not him?
It's very easy. They got him and not me, sir. They're putting it on him and not me. But
what do you have, Mr. Grist?
Just for the record, sir, they did receive the certified mailer, which is the initial thing that started this with the 45-day grace period before you got to this. So at that point, this should have been resolved in that 45-day period.
And it wasn't resolved until today?
It was not
resolved.
And some not until this.
This morning when she went and looked for them, when I brought a copy that I had to prove that I had filed. Then the lady went downstairs, and she said she found it and come back up and told me she was sorry that they had put it in with something else, that these things happened, okay? That's what she said. I don't think I should be punished or he should be punished because somebody made a clerical error.
All right, this is what I think we should do. I've also looked at the history, okay? This isn't the first time. It's let me finish. You've had your say. I'll have mine now. 2003, 2005, 2006, 2008. It appears, by virtue of what you're saying and also what you're saying, there may be some miscue. It does happen. All these pieces of paper being handled, I think it's appropriate at the present time that we not put them on probation, that at this time we consider the matter resolved, but I will tell you this, need to get these reports in here on time, right, and that's where we are. Matters before the commission, that's my suggestion, need a motion.
I move so.
Motion made by Mr. Schick, seconded by Mr. Bowden. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries. Thank you for your explanation. No, ma'am, you're not. Please make sure they come in on time.
Lois Miles.
Ms. Miles? Mr. Miles. Ms. Miles. How many more you got, Joe, after this?
Approximately another, no more than five to call, and then we have a blanket of those who didn't appear.
Okay. Ms. Miles, what's the scoop on Ms. Miles?
Ms. Miles did sign for the certified letter for the first 45-day period, was, of course, served. It is up to date as of today.
Okay. What happened, Ms. Miles?
I'm her son.
Okay.
And the Mumfords went in, and she she wasn't even, there was no crabbing activity during those months. And I did get it straight with the woman, you know, that all the stuff was taken care of. So it should, everything should be up to date. There weren't any monthly reports missing. It was just where I didn't send the card in for the month that there was no activity.
That's a monthly report.
Well, yes, but I did get it all straight. They said it was fine, but we still did have to come to the meeting.
Can I ask a question? Go ahead, John.
I was just going to add, this is their first violation. They have no summons history.
Well, I'll be quite honest with you. I would find it very, very incompassionate to put Ms. Miles on probation because her son didn't get the activity cards in. However, it can't keep going. Have you taken care of him for not sitting those cards in?
Yes.
Matters before the commission.
I don't think it'll happen anymore.
You know what? I'll bet you it won't either. Matters before the commission. Mr. Bowden.
I move it. We do not put him on probation.
The second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Holland. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Just a clean sheet out of the nest. Keep him straight.
I think he is on probation. Not my ass, though.
What's next?
Mr. Mitchell Kellum.
Probably a tighter probation office.
Mr. Kellum did receive the certified mail.
Probation.
And he is up to date as of today.
What's the story, Mr. Kellum?
I work with another fellow. We combine licenses, gears. I have gotten other letters, and I've brought it to his attention. I don't handle the reports. They're all handled through him. He wasn't aware that my number was supposed to be on there, or at least the manner that my number is supposed to be on the report. We've crammed together and feel a pot of eels yelling at it since, I think, April, since the beginning of when the report started having problems. There was some confusion when I called down to VMRC, and my wife has called VMRC, as to whether I was working or not. I've been a full-time waterman the entire time, and like I said, it's not my mistake as far as how the paperwork was done, and I'm just looking to avoid probation if I can.
There are three previous compliance issues in 2005, 2 through 2004. It is the individual's responsibility, though.
That's what causes me some concern. Matters before the commission.
Move to take staff recommendation.
Motion by Mr. Holland, or second.
Second.
Second by Dr. McConaughey. Further discussion. All in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed. On probation. If it hadn't been for those other ones prior, you may have been okay, but I think that pretty much seals it. Thank you, Mr. Kellum.
Thank you.
Next.
Mr. Roger Williams. And most likely Ms. Elizabeth Williams, because his wife, they're side by side on this one.
Okay.
She's my mom.
Okay, sorry.
I think that was a compliment.
Thanks.
Okay. Neither received their certified letter. They were served. They are up to date at this time.
And they don't have any previous violations at all and no tickets?
No on either.
Matters before the commission.
I move that we do not put them on probation, but strong recommendation that you do keep things up to date.
Is there a second to the motion? Second by Mr. Tankett. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Thank you very much.
Hey, no problem. Thanks for coming down. Ronald Haywood, this should be the last one we're calling before the group. For Mr. Haywood, did not receive the certified letter, is up to date per the missing months, but y'all gonna have to explain your notes to me, ladies.
Well, let me just look at it. This.
He is up to date.
He's up to.
Yeah,
missing 08 folders.
Yeah, since May, Nella Waterman has been hot. He said he's been filing my number under his report.
Okay.
And they looked it up. They said they can't find it. So I just have to talk to him and see how he's been filing it or what. Because this is the first year that I've had my car dashed and bought the license.
Okay.
And
this is okay.
because my I inherited the car from my father, and he always debt. My uncle used the car, and he just did a little bit of oystering back in like 2005 or something like that. And he got his own car, and it's been in my hands since. And I just, you know.
Okay, how much, Joe, if you can, without a whole lot of Joe. Mr. Gross, if you can.
Sir, sorry, sir.
He hadn't had a problem since 2003. This is the first year he's bought gear, and I'm impressed by the fact that he has absolutely no record whatsoever. How much trouble is it to get your reports straightened out between now and...
Well, because like I said, I don't own a boat. I work with somebody else, you know, so it was no report. It was no harvest. I mean, this is the first year.
So it would be green cards, probably, in that situation.
Yeah, because this is the first year I've ever eaten.
Do you understand the importance of filing reports? How important it is to the.
I understand now.
Well, that'll get it.
Yeah.
Matters before the commission. Mr. Bowden.
Considering this is his first year in the fishery, and he inherited a few violations from 2003, and there hasn't been none. I move that we do not put him on probation at this time, but strongly suggest you make sure your paperwork gets in and not your friend.
Let me, if I can ask this, and I can't make the motions, but can we continue with that motion under the fact that he does get everything straight with mandatory reporting by February?
Yes, sir.
If he doesn't, then he goes on probation?
Yes, sir.
That's fair enough.
So what do I need to do?
You need to get your paperwork straight with the Marine Resources Commission between now and February. Whatever it's missing, if it's green cards that says that you didn't work or whatever, you need to get your file perfected. You get with staff. They'll be able to help you. But
counter out there, just go to the counter, ask for green cards. I'll
yeah,
give you plenty.
And just fill them out from all the dates that's missing.
Yeah, but make sure. What happens sometimes, people fill those green cards out, and then we do an audit, and we find that some fish that's been sold on the same day that you say you're not working. Don't let that happen.
Okay.
All in favor of the motion, signify. Is there a second to the motion?
Second.
Second by Dr. McConaughey. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Get it straight. Don't go on probation. Don't get it straight. No card in 2009. But I wouldn't wait till February.
I get it.
Thank you. Mr. Griff.
Yes, sir. Unless they have walked in and failed to sign in, I'll read off the last list. These will be recommendations for suspensions until appearance.
If you're here, come forward.
Earl Colonna, Richard Costin, James Thomas, James Taylor, Robert West, James Newsom, James Baker, James Foster, Howard Bohannon. Recommendation is suspension until appearance.
Move so.
Second.
Motion made by Mr. Schick to accept staff's recommendation. Second by Mr. Holland. Further discussion. All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed. Motion carries. Colonel Rhodes. Thank you, Mr. Grist. Joe, wait a minute. Sir, did you have a reporting issue?
Yes. But I told you I didn't want to speak, so would I automatically probation call?
Yes.
Colonel Rhodes, proceed. While Mr. Grist, you meet with the... Yes, that's perfect. Thank you very much.